You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Lords, I know that systems are very important. What could be a good system that's duplicatable to implement when you start growing your business? I mean, this is a big question. This is like, you know, what's the best way to run a restaurant? And it's like, make sure you have enough supply, make sure you're marketing, right? There's a lot. This isn't a fast answer here. But let me give you some of the principles. One, have good culture. And this is what sits atop all pieces of the system. Good culture is the allowing, got to get that word. It's a very important word. Allowing of people to feel good, regardless of their level of desire or level of result. And if you have any piece of the system that violates that, it needs to be severed from the system. Okay, I'll say it again. Culture needs to sit at the very top of all of the systems for your network marketing team. And culture, good culture, is allowing people to feel good regardless of their level of desire, level result. So if you are the hard charging workaholic hustle grinder, and you think your mission is to make everyone foam at the mouth lunatic for their goals and have the same goals as you, you're going to chase more people out than retain. You're going to get rid of more people. You'll recruit three, lose, you know, two, you'll recruit four, lose three. You're on this hamster wheel. Okay. So allowing them to feel good, regardless of their level of desire, level of result. So could I come into your team and not do a damn thing and still feel welcome? And if the answer is no, you'd be in my grill, you know, saying, what's wrong with you? Get out there and do something, right? Then you're going to lose more people than you retain. And so culture sits at the very top. Okay, then you get into tactics. And so some people call it a fast start, some people call it a welcome video, but some kind of communication. And if it's a video, I would have it transcribed because some people prefer reading over listening or watching. And so have a welcome video that walks them through the basics in a allowing culture manner of how to grow their business. It doesn't answer every question, and it's also not too much. So when I first started coaching, top earners, 6 and 7 figure earners, I would have them, I'd say, hey, pretend I just joined your team, email me or send or do whatever to me you would do if you had a brand new person. And half of them would send me 52 different links with, 37 attachments. That's ridiculous. I don't need to know everything as a new person. I just need to know, okay, if I do want to step up, what do I do? Where do I need to go? Right? What are the pieces? Where's the Facebook group? Where's the video? Where's this? Right? How do I, not everything. And if you send 52 links and 37 attachments, then you're turning off 3 of the 4 main personality types. So 3 of the 4 main personality types are going to say, they won't even read it. They're like, oh, geez. Right. And the fourth, it's not like you turn them on necessarily, but what they'll do is they'll go through all 52 links and all 37 attachments before they do anything. Right. Those would be our analytics, right? Our analytical people. They're like, okay, I need to go through 52 links and 37 attachments. Okay. Sounds good. Right. And they'll do it. Right. They're spreadsheeters and they'll track their progress and, they'll have multiple journals and, and they'll go through it before they do anything, which is also probably not what you want. And so in that video or fast start, welcome video, whatever you want to call it, it needs to have how and when do they get hold of support versus their upline? Some uplines have such mom guilt, they're afraid to say this. But if they're having an issue with shipping, they shouldn't be contacting you. They should be contacting the company. If they have an issue with, changing their password or changing their address, they need to contact the company, not you. And then, from there, it's good and smart to have an archive, a training archive, but I wouldn't introduce the brand new person to it. I would introduce them on a need to know basis. So if someone reaches out and says, well, how do I reach out to people? I'd say, great question. That's in the training archive. It's video number two. Go watch it. And the cool thing about that is when you have someone ask you about that in your team, you can point them to the same video. So that's a duplicatable system. You explaining it, like you just, every person that ever asks you, you just regurgitate the thing you said the last time is not duplicatable. And they think they have to be super smart to be a leader and it'll sabotage them.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.